Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Between the acting of a dreadful thing and the first motion, all the interim is like a phantasma or a hideous dream. Between the acting of a dreadful thing, between the moment when you are waiting to do something that you don't want to do, and the first motion, and the moment when you initiate the action, all the interim, the whole time you are waiting to take that action, is like a phantasma or a hideous dream, is like an evil specter, an apparition, a nightmare. So the battle, the struggle, the hesitation takes place in that moment. That moment when we must step into the unknown.
This is your season. This is your season because you put in work when everyone else was resting. It's why you got disturbed at night and knew you had to get up and work out. Not because you felt like working out, but because you did it when you didn't feel like it. You're learning that feelings aren't facts. The fact is, if you put in the work, results will follow. If you feel like it or not.
Do you want the hard of regret? When you're older and you're on your deathbed and regretting the opportunities you didn't take, the risks you didn't take, the experiences you didn't have? Or do you want the hard of each time you took those risks and opportunities and had those experiences? Yeah, they were overwhelming. Yeah, they were hard. Yeah, it freaked you out, but it ended up making you a better human. If you take away suffering and leave discomfort, you realize that the only difference between discomfort and suffering is resistance.
If each day you do difficult things and make these daily optimizations, each day through the doing of micro difficulties, you build greater self-respect. And as you build greater self-respect, you fall in love with yourself. It's a great way to build self-love. I mean, one of the tactics to remember is, how do you grow self-love? You consistently make and then keep self-promises.
A moment filled with fear and horror. And that fear is what causes hesitation, and hesitation causes defeat. Hesitation is the enemy. Hesitation allows the moment to pass, the opportunity to be lost, the enemy to get the upper hand. Hesitation turns into cowardice. It stops us from moving forward, from taking initiative, from executing what we know we must.
You might as well put in the work so that when the feeling comes, when the feeling goes, the results stay with you. The benefits of a better version of you, the stronger version of you with greater endurance, is something you can take in every arena of life.
Life, I've discovered, always sends you scenarios perfectly designed to teach you the lessons you most need to learn to get to your next grade of growth. Things never unfold for your failure. Everything always happens in your favor. And we are most alive when we are closest to our fears.
The major key to your taking charge of your destiny is you. It's you. And even though you might not have all the things going for you that you would like, you have the power within you. As you begin to develop your consciousness, as you hold the vision of what it is that you want to do, as you decide to answer this small voice within you, because as you respond to this voice that's telling you you ought to do this, the way will come, ideas will come to you. You will begin to attract things you need and things that you don't even know that you need right now. But if you don't put yourself out here, if you don't become actively involved in life, if you hold back on yourself and continue to procrastinate, most people go through life as volunteer victims. They go through life volunteering to be victims, giving excuses on why they're not pursuing their greatness, giving excuses on why they're not doing the things that they want to do, putting it off again and again and again, wasting valuable time. Life is very valuable, ladies and gentlemen. Time is very valuable. And it's very fragile. You've got to decide to do what you can right now and don't delay.
There's a gift, there's a uniqueness that is deep inside of your psyche, inside of your heart and chest, and you got to start giving yourself daily affirmations. You must wake up with the idea that I am born to be great. I am born with a purpose. I am born to do something significant. I am born to do anything but fail. I have been born for such a time as this because there is a leader needed, and I'm willing to lead. I am here so that I can leave a legacy. I am here because I want to be here. I am here because I made a choice not to stay where I was, and I'm...
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Telling you, there is a reason why you are here. You just have to discover it.
Hesitation defeats us, so we must defeat it. to win. All you have to do is overcome that moment. The waiting. The hesitation. And to do that, all you have to do is go. Move. Take the action. Get out of bed. Get your feet on the ground. Step forward. Do not hesitate. Do not wait. Go forward and win.
As I see so many people give away their vision, I see so many people stop going hard for their dreams. I see so many people not unwrapping their gifts. Not because they're incapable of it, not because they don't want to do it. It's because they allow something outside of them to kill the power, to kill the joy, to kill the drive, to kill the hunger that's inside of them. And I want to tell you right now, you can't allow nothing to kill that hunger. You got to be like a lion for your goals. You got to be like a lion for your dreams. You got to be like a lion for your vision. You got to be like a lion for the best you. You got to be like a lion for your greatness.
When you look in the mirror, you can lie and see what's on the surface. You cannot lie what's going on inside. And that's what people are not willing to see. The lies that are truly going on inside of them that are not allowing them to win over and over, or sometimes even win once. You have to look. Winning requires you to go so far deep inside yourself. It's way beyond the surface. It's way beyond internal. It's going to a place that a lot of people haven't visited in a long, long time because they're afraid to visit that person, because when they visit that person, they don't know who that person is anymore.
That is what you really need to be afraid of, being stagnant. So, get up and go. Take the risk, take the gamble, take the first step, take action. And don't let another day slip by.
Like, there is no secret, there is no quick fix, there is no hack, there is no path of least resistance. The quickest way for you to go from where the f*** you are to where you want to be is that you're trying to avoid doing. Everything that happens, use it for your upliftment, learning, and grow. In the midst of it, ask, what can I learn from this? What can I get from this? How did I end up here? What's the blessing in this for me? Ask yourself that, whatever it is. And don't let it go until you get your blessing out of it. Because there's a blessing there. There's a lesson there. There's something for you in everything that happens to you for you to learn from that experience. Look at it. Examine it. Analyze it. Dissect it. Take it apart until it reveals itself to you. And then get what you need from that and move on.
Life and winning is a bunch of sprints within a marathon. Bunch of sprints within a marathon. And you can't see the end line. Like in a marathon, you know where the end line is. In winning, that win, that race may have an end line, but there's another start line right after. People that are really driven. And this is not about money, and this isn't about fame. This is about, you can be winning as a school teacher. You can be winning as an entrepreneur. You can be winning in business. You can be winning as an athlete. It's that every single time you sprint to that finish line, there's another start line that's coming. It's why it never ends. It's a marathon that just keeps going, going, and going.
Every opportunity is the last opportunity. Every opportunity, I have to reprove myself again. Because the day you become content, day you stop evaluating yourself, the day you stop growing, the day you stop getting better is the day you die, is the day the person who's trying to catch you will get you.
Fear of failure will stop you from cutting corners. Fear of failure will keep you working, thinking, striving, and relentlessly trying to be more prepared for battle. So I want you to be afraid of failing. I fear failure, but more important, I want you to be horrified, terrified of sitting on the sidelines and doing nothing.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
What come out your mouth is what's going to come back to you. It's the law of attraction. I never get nobody. You're not. I can't lose this weight. You sure ain't. I'm going to get fit this year. Strong possibility. I'll never be rich. Promise you, you won't. I'm going to be rich one day. Strong possibility. It's how it works, man. It is the law of attraction. The moment you say it, you begin to change. It's the process.
When events happen in our life, it's not necessary to keep carrying them, especially if they're negative ones. You can just stop right there and go on to the next thing. It's a choice. Do I want to be in an environment where I'm not happy, or do I want to be in an environment where I am happy? But most of us have that choice, but are so caught up in conventional rules and conventional way of mannerisms and social structure that we hold ourselves in places we don't even want to be.
This delusion we've sold people on that getting what you want is going to make you happy. You know, you could call success getting what you want. I don't define it that way, but that's how most people do. But then there's fulfillment. And fulfillment is living what you're made for. It's like, I think the biggest challenge people have, and the reason they're not able to respond to challenges, they're just thinking about themselves, and it's not that hard to meet your own needs. Right? It's not a straight line. If you go to nature, you will not see a straight line unless a human built it. Because everything grows a little up and down, like a stalk, like anything else. But if it really grows, it keeps growing. But it's a winding process. And so I think the problem is that people don't have something that they're wanting to serve more than themselves.
I didn't put myself out here. See, the reason that most of us go through life never discovering our true greatness, literally walking, breathing corpses, the uncommitted life isn't worth living. Why? Because it doesn't produce anything. See, you only make things happen. Your life only counts. You only make a difference when you are committed. When you make a commitment with your life.
We got to be excited about the future. We got to do things that make us want to live. It cannot always be about problems every day. I mean, do you want to wake up every morning and everything's just a problem? Well, what inspires you and what makes you excited about the future? There's got to be some things like that.
Regret. Regret. The things I could have done differently or learned sooner. There's so much knowledge out there, so much information, so many ways to get better. And we make so many mistakes. We are the product of our mistakes. And oftentimes the lesson is sitting in front of our face, there to be learned. But we miss it. Or we don't pay attention to it. Or we think we know better until it punches us in the face. The most important thing to learn is that we have so much to learn. We all do. You have to open your mind, free your mind, so that you can learn and make real progress.
Inside of every man and woman is a fire, and this fire burns very bright. And if you look at it this way, that your fire might burn just as bright as mine, but it burns at a different color, then you have to do what's right for you. You have to follow your own radiance in life. And when people tend to start living other people's dreams out, Why is that? Because you are not living your radiance. You are not listening to your radiance. You are living someone else's dreams that they have for you. What you might be doing is running someone else's playbook for your life. And if you're running someone else's playbook for your life, then you are going to feel incongruent with your radiance. If your fire is burning orange, but someone says, go do this blue thing, while you are doing something, it is not the thing that's going to give you a sense of fulfillment and passion. And therefore, you are dying a slow death. You are committing suicide at the slowest rate possible.
You want to change your life and live better. Why? You must know your why, and you must have it defined. What's your purpose? What's your gift? What's your talent? What's your reason in the morning? If you don't have one, you will find that you will default to the ones given to you by people that don't have to carry the burden of regret that you do, and you will. You can't abdicate the throne. Only you can assume that role.
See, here's what I'm looking at. What are the uses for your life right now that you haven't even reached for yet? See, I believe that when you don't have enough encouragement to act on your dreams or ideas, or you're not enlightened enough, then life will act on you.
You've got to continue to work on yourself personally, to work on yourself professionally, to continue to achieve technical mastery of the information that's out here. You've got to set high standards that will begin to set the pace. You've got to decide to be relentless. You've got to decide never to give up. You've got to find some reasons within yourself that will give you the stamina when life catches you on the blind side to get back up again, to keep on calling and coming back again and again and again.
Who wouldn't want to do things over until you have it perfect? But the fact is, you don't get that chance. You get one shot. We get one shot at this gig right here, life. One life, that's all we've got. And the most important thing to understand about regret is that in and of itself, regret is worthless. It does nothing for you. In fact, the only valuable thing in regret is the lesson you learned.
Too many of us, we think what's right for us based upon how man treats us, based upon how woman treats us, based upon how our boss treats us, based upon how our spouse believes in us, based upon how our friends support us. We base our gifts and our talents, if this is right for us, based on that. And I'm gonna tell you something. When you know that it's right for you based upon what God has given you, it don't matter about man's applause. You gotta stop doing it for them, right? You gotta start doing it for you.
All right, I'm one day better than I was yesterday. And that's how we have to look at life. That's how we have to look at these situations. And eventually, you'll stop feeling the way that you feel right now. And because of the actions that you're taking, by the time that you stop feeling, because here's the thing, if you did nothing, if you just continue to like live and you did nothing, all right, you will eventually get over this because time cures the painful wounds. Think of every hard thing you've ever been through. When enough time passes, it gets easier to deal with. It may not permanently go away, but it gets small. It gets real small in the rear view. And occasionally you'll be upset about it, but most of the time you kind of don't even think about it. The point is this, when that time comes, when the time comes where this huge event to you right now is very small in the rear view mirror, do you want to be in a better place than you are right now, or do you want to be in a worse place than you are right now? Because here's the thing, time is going to pass and time will help heal the wound.
But God gave you the light and you just shining. Even when they try to stop you, you still shining. Even when they try to slow you down, you still shining. Even when they try to come against you, you still shining. Even when they use their tactics to try to hurt you and kill your vision, you bring more life to it and you keep shining. Everybody ain't meant to handle the light. When somebody has darkness in their soul, when somebody has darkness in their spirit, when somebody is bitter and you becoming better, everybody can't handle the light of greatness. Everybody can't handle the light of calling. Everybody can't handle the light of you being who you are. You've been ordained to be able to do what you've been called to do. Everybody can't handle that because everybody ain't that.
Take action to become a person not filled with regret, but a person filled with knowledge and strength and power and life.
Realize that this too shall pass. That it's not about the highs, it's about the character you're developing, even in the lows.
Not feeling it. How do I handle those days when I'm just not feeling it? Those days when I'm tired or worn out or just sick of the grind? What do I do on those days? I go anyway. Even if I'm just going through the motions, I go through the motions. Don't really want to work out? I work out. Don't really want to hammer on a project? I hammer on a project. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed? I get up and get out of bed.
The very fact that you're alive, the very fact that you were born, the very fact that every morning your contract is renewed, is a vote of confidence, a divine vote of confidence, that you are absolutely necessary, that you're indispensable, that you have within you everything you need to face any challenge. That doesn't mean we won't be challenged. It means that we have the strength to deal with any challenge. But know that you have everything you need. And therefore, just forge ahead. And a breakthrough will happen. It's a tremendous lesson in life. When you understand this, it means that you matter absolutely and forever.
Don't take today off. Wait until tomorrow. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. Shut that down. Do not listen. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights. Sprint the hill. Work on the projects. Get out of bed.
Practice only makes improvement. Perfection doesn't exist. You need to take it out of the dictionary. It doesn't exist. Practice only makes improvement. You can always better your best. You have not done your best work yet. As long as you're here, you have a chance to transcend yourself. So don't believe in perfection. It doesn't exist.
Purpose is this big, scary word that needs to be simplified. And so my first simplification is, the first is what you're passionate about. The second thing I'd say is, what are you naturally good at? What do you already have expertise or skills in that you aren't even aware of or you're not even conscious of? So many of us have so many talents, so many hidden gifts, but we keep placing them on the back burner. The third thing I'd ask is there a pain in the world that you want to solve? Is there a problem in the world that you feel really calls to you? Some people don't find their purpose through their passion, they find it through their pain. And so the way I define it is that your passion makes you happy. And when you use your passion in the service of others, that's a purpose because it makes them happy. So how can you use your gifts and your talents and the things you love to improve the lives of others?
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
A simple fundamental that we all know and few people practice. Energy. Energy is life. When your energy is low, what happens to your psychology, to your mindset? When it's low enough, you're in a place where you're just so exhausted, so laid out. It's just like, oh my God, I can't inhale more of this stuff. And then what happens in that state? Everything is difficult. Everything is a burden. Everything is hard. But when your energy is high and your whole body is engaged and you feel this aliveness, now problems are things you love to attack. You rip them open. You spend 5% of your time on the problem and 95% of your time on the solution. That's what makes you a leader.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
I don't like procrastination, but if you feel like you need a break, that is the one thing you should procrastinate. Taking a break is the one thing I put off until tomorrow. You won't need that rest. Chances are you will realize that the desire to rest was just weakness. It was the desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the downward path.
See, it's time now. If you want to make this your decade, you've got to start saying yes to your life. You've got to start saying yes to your dreams, yes to your unfolding future, yes to your potential, as opposed to saying no. See, 87% of our self-talk is negative. So you've got to make a conscious, deliberate, determined effort to say yes to your dreams. Why not? Why not me? Don't spend time like most people going through life complaining. You got to learn to let the past go so you can grow. Many people never act on their dreams because they allow their past experiences to determine what their possibilities are. Whatever you've done in the past, that's not a reflection of your possibilities. That's just a reflection of your consciousness. That's just a reflection of your development and your growth. The future is unfolding for you right now. The future is unlimited for you right now. No one knows where you can go. No one knows what you're capable of or what's possible for you.
You know what passion is? Passion is an emotion. It's an emotion without an action. Passion will get you nowhere. Inner drive will get you nowhere unless you act on it. You have to act on your passion. You have to act on your inner drive. Don't let those feelings stay inside of you. You got to know what to do with them. You got to know how to make them work in order to get what you want. Don't keep it inside.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.